Good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Military and First Responders Day, maybe our most cherished special group day that we have out here in training camp. We love what those two groups do for our country. They are the heroes. The sacrifices the families make when their loved ones are overseas or away all night pulling shifts to help keep us all safe. So we love this group of people. We're so glad they're here. You can see all of our players are over there signing autographs and taking pictures. So thank you very much to the military and first responders. What questions do you have?
John, I did see a Tyler Linderbaum out there. Anything?
Minor soft tissue kind of thing. We'll keep him out today. We'll keep him out tomorrow. And then he should be back sometime next week. And we'll be, you know, very patient with Tyler. He's having a great camp. And some of those young guys need a little more work anyway. So it kind of works out for us.
Coach, Jalen Armour Davis, guys battle injuries over the past two seasons, but had a really good camp. A nice knockdown one hand yesterday. If he stays healthy, what can he contribute to this?
Right. I mean, he can. He's been here. He knows what he's doing. He's very talented. He's playing. He's always played very good football. And he's had nicks and things like that, kind of unfortunate situations. But, man, we expect him to have a really good year. I mean, I think he's playing like a starter. And he'll be on special teams. And he'll be playing in our secondary and packages. And expect him to have a great year. Well, I mean, yeah, I can't say there's no concern. I mean, you know, we want to have all our guys out here, and he's got a nagging, you know, soft tissue lower leg deal. He's had those in the past. It's something he does deal with. I think he'll be fine and get plenty of reps. He's had so many return reps generally, but you would want him out here in this new deal, getting a feel for the timing of it, sure.
John, we're going to talk to Brent Irvin in a little bit. When you think back to the beginning of his career, I mean, he missed most of three of his first four seasons, and to be playing all these years later, what kind of lesson is that for, you know, whether you're talking about Armour Davis, David Ajabo, guys who've had some injuries early in their career?
Malik Ham right now.
Yeah, sure. Just that they can overcome that and still have a long, productive career.
Such a great point. I'm going to start using him as an example for those guys because it's a perfect point. And I can remember him right over there. We were doing an inside run drill against the 49ers. We had the joint practices all those years ago, and he tore his ACL right at the end of practice. It's just like, oh, it was so heartbreaking. And missed that whole year. We had high hopes for him coming out. We thought he was an odd front defensive end in the old Pittsburgh Steeler kind of realm, you know, like the Brett Keisels of the world. And he's turned out to be just that. You know, he's just that kind of a player. He plays so well. But those first couple of years were tough, and here he is now. He's got a testimony, you know, as a result of all the tests he's been through. Right, it's a great point. You know, Ardarius is definitely played at the highest level. I think bringing Eddie Jackson is one of these things that you just wouldn't expect as a possibility to happen. And so it just makes us better. But Ardarius is very capable of going out there playing great football in the secondary, and I'm sure he will this year. He's just a really good football player. Love his energy. His athleticism is off the charts. He's tough as nails. He's not gonna disappoint anybody when he's on the field.
John, same vein with Ardarius. Last year, he was about the fourth choice at slot corner, but it seemed like he really outplayed everyone there before him. Do you see a possibility he plays either slot corner or safety?
Absolutely, he can go down in there and play slot. We haven't put him there much. He's played there a lot in the past, a little bit in the spring. I know he can go in there if we needed him to. Just right now, we've got so many guys. We're trying to get those guys the reps, but I think that's kind of indicative of our depth back there. It kind of demonstrates it.
John, with more curiosity than anything, we're about almost 2 weeks through camp. I don't think there's been a vet day for anybody. Now, is that just how the schedules work with the off days built in and taking, you know, shortening certain practices?
Yeah, I think we're kind of building that stuff in individually by guy. You know, we haven't felt the need to give guys all days off, you know, and we haven't really done too much of that except for the really, you know, the Ray Lewis type, older type guys when they get to that stage. And we got, you know, our older guys, you know, they're pretty young. You know, Rose pretty young. You got Kyle. And you see, he had a couple of days, and he's taken fewer reps here and there. So we kind of, I would say probably we're more doing it with reps than we are with days at this point, probably.
John, 2 weeks into it now, what's two things, what are you sort of most pleased with specifically, whether it's tight end, off, whatever, and then secondly, what's the challenge of when you get to the back end of all these practices, obviously next week's a game week, so probably a little more build up for you guys, but what's the challenge?
Yeah, well, we'll still be in camp mode all the way through in terms of our preparation. It's situational football, install. We'll be working, trying to get reps and all things that we're going to have to do throughout the course of the season. We won't be getting ready for the game, per se. And so it really doesn't, the mindset really doesn't change. It's camp mode, you know, through all these games. We will be thinking about yardage and speeds and rest and different things to get our guys ready to roll when they need to be ready to roll, whether it's certain guys for the preseason game, certain guys for the regular season. What I'm most pleased with probably is just the mindset of the team. Love the mindset of the team, how hard they work, how good their attitude is, how up for anything they are, and how hard they practice and how locked in they've been.
With Travis Jones, what do you make of his camp so far, and what do you envision the next step
being for him? Yeah, well, I think I've said before, I mean, I expect his next step to be a breakout season. You know, he's a dominant guy in there right now. And whenever somebody blocks him, I just think it's like it's a superhuman feat almost when somebody blocks him in there. He's like a superhuman player. So we'll see if it pans out in the games. I know it's a high tag to put on him, but let's go for it.
Another defensive lineman that seems to be really standing out is Broderick Washington. Where have you seen him improve his game from last year?
Yeah, Broderick's always been a very steady player. I think he's really he's upped his strength level is ridiculous. I mean, he's so strong. And I think he's done a really good job with, like, his twitchiness. You know, his ability to kind of tear off of blocks and move laterally really quickly. Done a really nice job with that. He's playing at a high level.
John, it seems like we have to ask you a kickoff question every time. Yeah. But did you learn anything from – have you even gotten a chance to review the film on how they're handled? And is there anything that surprised you?
No, actually. I mean, it looked about like we thought it would look. It was pretty, you know, tough to block those guys, but the field position is going to be there. Unless you bobble the ball or the ball gets on the ground, then it's going to be a problem for the kick return team. The one thing that did jump out at me was it's confusing for the fans. Like, where does the ball go? You know, if you kick it out of bounds, where does it go? What about after a penalty you kick it out of bounds? What about if it's in the end zone when it lands there? What if it rolls into the end zone? Where does the ball go? All that stuff is like you got the 40, you got the 30, you got the 25, you got the 20. That's confusing to me. So we'll all get it, but I want to make sure we either educate the fans and that so they understand why the ball's being spotted where it's at, or, you know, they still could tweak those things and simplify that a little bit too. So that jumped out at me just from watching the TV copy of it.
John, go back to Travis for a second. Do you see him still as a guy who can kind of either be a nose or a three technique? Situationally, I mean, is he not really one or the other?
No, three technique or four I or five technique. Yeah, he can play anywhere in there. Absolutely. All set?
All right.
Great.